Chapter 5. The World of the Past. Unit 10. The Battle of the Amistad.
During the late 19th century, the practice of slavery was technically legal in many countries. However, slaves did not all quietly accept their fate. There were hundreds of slave rebellions. Well-known examples include the rebellions led by Gabriel Prosser in 1800 and by Denmark Vesey in 1822. One of the most interesting rebellions, however, was the battle that occurred aboard the Amistad. This battle has been widely studied, not for its magnitude, but for the trial that followed it. History clearly shows the importance of the abolitionist movement in influencing the trial's result. The African men and women who would later find themselves captives aboard the Amistad were first sold to a Spanish slave trader. From there, they traveled to Cuba aboard a slave ship called the Tacora. Many of the prisoners died during the nearly two-month voyage because of the unhealthy conditions on the ship. Finally, a Cuban plantation owner purchased about 50 males from the Tacora. The purchaser then hired a schooner known as the Amistad to transport his new slaves to his plantation. Because importing slaves was illegal, the purchaser, José Ruiz, obtained papers stating that the Africans were born in Cuba. This made the sale acceptable under the Cuban laws of the time. The Amistad was loaded with its purchase on June 28, 1839. Beatings, overcrowding, and lack of food were all cited later by the slaves as the conditions they faced aboard the schooner. On the third night of the voyage, the situation on the Amistad took a surprising turn. The person credited with changing the fate of the prisoners aboard the ship was a man named Joseph Cinque. Cinque managed to free himself and then set about freeing the other slaves. The group then took control of the ship. They ordered the two surviving members of the crew to return them to their homes in Africa, from which they were unlawfully taken. The two Spanish crew members, however, tricked Africans. They sailed one way during the day and another at night. They hoped that perhaps a British ship in those waters would save them. After 2 months at sea, the Amistad found itself in United States waters. The ship was eventually spotted by the Navy, and everyone aboard was arrested. At the time these kidnapped Africans arrived in the United States, the abolitionist movement was on the rise. This movement was against all forms of human enslavement. As media attention and stories about the Amistad passed through New York, the abolitionists took advantage of the attention to publicize their cause. A group known as the Amistad Committee quickly formed. This group fought to ensure that the captive slaves were granted their right to freedom. The surviving crew members argued that the Africans were their legal property and demanded that they be returned. The committee, in turn, hired a lawyer to represent the Africans. The basis of the legal argument in favor of the Africans was that the purchase of the slaves was unlawful in itself. Spain's laws prohibited the trading of slaves. Thus, the slaves had every right to secure their freedom in any way they could, even if it resulted in the deaths of several crew members. The case eventually reached the Supreme Court, with the abolitionists supporting the Africans throughout the case. With their help, including testimony by former President John Quincy Adams, all of the slaves were cleared of any wrongdoing. They were not, however, granted a free return trip to Africa. The abolitionists stepped in again, and their committee raised enough money to return the remaining 35 former slaves from the Amistad to Africa. Their ship arrived in Sierra Leone in early 1842. At that point, the men had been gone for nearly 3 years. The case of the Amistad revolt is widely studied for its legal issues. It became a critical case for the abolitionist movement in the United States. Although the formal prohibition of human slavery was years away, the Amistad case provided a legal framework to support the abolitionists' arguments. It also directed public attention toward the terrible conditions faced by slaves in many areas of the world.